Apollo.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. Go ahead.
Roger. Seems to me that we know orbit so precisely, I know where the stars are so precisely, and can time the setting of a star or a planet to a very fine degree that this might be a pretty good means of measuring the altitude of the horizon.
Roger.
I'm looking north up toward Aristarchus now, and I can't really tell at that distance whether I really am looking at Aristarchus, but there's an area there that is considerably more illuminated than the surrounding area. It just seems to have a slight amount of fluorescence to it. As a crater can be seen, and the area around the crater is quite bright.
Roger, 11, we copy. Houston, can you discern any difference in color of the illumination? And is that an inner or an outer wall of the crater? Over.
Right, that's an inner wall of the crater. No, it doesn't appear to be any color involved in it, Bruce.
Roger, you say inner wall, would that be the inner edge of the northern surface?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it'd be the inner part of the west-northwest part, the part that would be more nearly normal if you were looking at it from the earth.
Houston, have you used the monocular on this? Over.
Stand by.
Houston, we'll give it a try if we have the opportunity on next pass. When we're not in the middle of lunch and trying to find the binoculars.
Roger, copied you that time. Expect the next rev, you'll probably be getting ready for LOI, too. So let's wind this up, and we've got some other things to talk to you about in a few minutes.
For another 20 minutes during its first revolution of the moon. Mm-hmm.